Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
And finally tonight, as we approach 7 o'clock on this Monday evening, markets and company news, and welcome back. We haven't spoken to SASFIN's David Shapiro for quite some time. David, good to talk to you again. And smooth sailing, say some of the headlines, expected for budget 3.0 on Wednesday. Let's hope so. Specifically, what would the business community be looking for?
I'm just glad that we're going to get a budget. And I think the fact that they got it approved by Cabinet and all have agreed is a positive move. Look, Jeremy, it also comes with the headlines today about S&P giving a positive outlook. We've got a lot of room to make up. You know, we've got a lot of ground to make up. But I think at least there's consensus on the budget. The problem is that there's a big deficit, you know, that needs to be covered, which was going to be covered by the VAT or partially covered by the VAT increase. So it's, you know, we will go through it in great detail and see where they are going to make the save the costs and whether those are realistic or not, you know, whether they can actually achieve it. But I mean, you know, the Rand's been holding steady and so far the markets have been steady. There's been no major fallouts as a result of that.
But David, all about plugging that huge revenue shortfall. And yes. A little earlier on the program this evening, we were talking to a tax specialist who said maybe one of the targets is corporate tax. But again, that's not going to go down very well if that happens.
No, I don't think any kind of income tax is going to go down well. You know, I think the only way we can make any kind of headway is number one, you know, cutting down on expenditure. And the other is to make our economy more efficient, you know, increase profitability. But if you go through all the numbers, and there were quite a few results out today, you know, they're okay. But I don't think they're sufficient to really, you know, push up the base. Remember, most of the income comes from us, Jeremy, you, me, and everybody in that studio. Corporate tax is not as big as... you know, it's nowhere near the amount of income tax.
And in fact, you're so right, David, because with all of those results, and we're going to get to them in just a moment, but all of them coming with a warning, with a caveat. Mm-hmm. For instance, famous brands, earnings rising. It talks about tough trading conditions. But here's the kicker. It says the outlook for 2026 and beyond remains, in its words, uncertain as global tension and trade wars persist. And that is a concurring theme.
It is, and not only in South Africa, but around the world, because no one's quite sure, not even Mr. Trump himself, of what his tariff policies are going to have, you know, on the world economy. And Jerome Powell, the Fed chairman, you know, is quite specific about it. He won't make any adjustments to his policy simply because he can't forecast what's coming. And that weighs on sentiment because it weighs on your decision to spend. It weighs on your decision to invest. So we're all catching that cold. You know, it's affecting all of us here. And so it's a wait and see exercise.
Let me not jump around too much. Let me just stay with famous brands. So we know it through Debonairs, Steers, and Wimpy. And again, exactly to your point, David, very modest results here. Revenue up by just over 3%. Yeah. Operating profit up 12%, let's call it 13%. Again, I guess within the current environment, you know, we're probably not eating as many hamburgers and pizzas as we used to.
No, because people can't afford them. You know, they as easily as they used to, and it is a worry because remember you've had inflation in this country, and of course inflation. Even if inflation eases, it doesn't mean prices come down. It just means that the price increase from year to year doesn't go up as much as it used to. So there is certainly a holding back, and we've seen it throughout the economy, and even famous brands results, modest top line. Very good at the bottom line simply because of efficiencies that they introducing, cutting costs, you know. But you can't do that too much. You know, you can't keep doing that. Somewhere down the line, you've got to grow what's happening on the top. So, you know, as you said, people are holding back on that spending. It's not cheap anymore, you know.
No, you're absolutely right. Family of four out for four burgers, and you got to dig deep, man. David, someone who really enjoys fast food, of course, is Donald Trump, which I think segues nicely into our next topic of conversation. The big meeting with Cyril Ramaphosa on Wednesday. I mean, who'd want to walk into that lion's den? But there is huge market expectation here. This is one meeting he really can't get wrong.
He can't. And you know something, if you understand Trump, first of all, you never know how he's going to wake up, you know, what's going to be in his head. And I mean that in seriousness. We've got no idea. His rhetoric has been negative. You know, he's this is the point, and this is what worries me, because even if he's wrong in his whole perception of, the refugees that went there, of what he thinks of the country, he doesn't like to be told that he's wrong. And he doubles down on it. And that's one of the problems. He's not a person that's going to apologize and say, maybe I got it wrong. And that's where Mr. Ramaphosa has to be very delicate in the way that he handles it. You know, that's, he's like that, you know. And if you question anything that he said, even the election in 2020, he goes at you and he kind of cancels you. So, you know, you're in a press conference, Jeremy, if you're in a press conference and you ask him a question that he doesn't like or question what he said, boy, you never get asked another question again. In fact, you don't even get let in, you know. Mm. So that's him. Very complex man.
David, back to the JSE and just a quick look in late afternoon trade. Resources nicely up, about 2.5%. Yeah. But financials and banks in particular taking a bit of strain. I see First Rand down by almost 3%. In fact, everybody, APSA was down, Standard Bank was down, and at one point also Nedbank.
That's on the news that Moody's have downgraded U.S. Treasuries, you know, U.S. sovereign debt, which is not S&P did it a long time ago. I don't think it's great news. The markets have already responded to it, but I think markets were looking for an excuse to sell off. So we're down on that. The reason that resources are up is that the dollar's come under pressure, and that's helped gold. So it's our gold and platinum shares that are up. That's the counter weight to the market. But overall, I think most of our stocks are down, particularly, and it's not only those banks. They've been hard hit, but I think some of the industrials as well.
And David, just finally tonight, one other company result, which a lot of Hot 102.7 listeners will be familiar with, and this is WeBuyCars, listing one of the more recent listings on the JSE, and its expansion strategy, it says, is boosting its first half earnings, again, but also emblematic of where we are with the economy. Yeah. And, you know, the more a company like this succeeds, the more negative, I guess, it is for new car dealers.
Exactly. And they're doing very well. They've got a very good service. I can't question that. One of the issues is that, they came onto the market. They issued a whole lot of new shares. So that's diluted their earnings. You've got to take that into consideration. But if you take all the technicalities away, it's a solid business with revenue increasing. They're buying and selling more cars. And generally, the reaction to their quality service is good. You know, people like it, and it's a first choice. You've got to have an old car, though, Jeremy. I think they like the old cars.
David Shapiro, as always, nice to talk to you again, and we'll have a conversation, I guess, next week sometime. David Shapiro from Sasfin, appreciate your time. Thank you.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
Hot Business brought to you by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Tailored solutions, deep insights, built around your business, your sector, your ambition. Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.
And that's where we're going to leave Hot 102.7 Business this evening. We're back tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Good night to you. Thank you for listening and stay invested.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.